John, I think could only think of this man as one of the other guys, you know, one of the adversaries, which he had been. In spades. And so you were not alone if you did not approve of the early promotion of Gene Black by the leader of your party.
I guess I thought that was strange.
You're not alone.
And inappropriate.
What about your, did you have a particular bond that grew up with any of your fellows on the Michigan Supreme Court? They say that you all come sit at a table, each fellow like a boarding house, that you have, you're there by some right that doesn't have anything to do with these other birds. But that after a while, you're functioning with them. And sometimes you find it pretty decent people. Sometimes you don't like them, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's undoubtedly true.
Were you close to Talbot Smith?
Talbot Smith was a brilliant intellect, and in my experience, a totally self-centered human being. If he wrote it, it was divinely ordained. Somebody else wrote it, he would find some way of criticizing it or sometimes not vote against it, but just write sort of a snide comment, which got printed, and I guess he took some satisfaction in that sort of thing. That is the kind of thing that I didn't want to have any part of. He had ability. There was no question about that.
Had he been, had he been an academic, a professor at the University of Michigan? Is that where he came from? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Now he left. Let's see. He left the court before you did, didn't he? He went on to. He got an appointment. Did he not to the U.S., was it the district court, or? I know he left in there somewhere before.
Talbot?
Yes.
I can't get that back, I don't know.
How about any of the other, he served with Judge Carr, Leland Carr, and Peg had a warm remark to make about Judge Carr's spouse the other day. And Carr, I take it, was not identified philosophically with your approach to the law, but I think...
No, but Carr and I got along. I respected him. I thought he did his work. You know, in a great many situations in the judiciary, my basic reaction to some judge or another would be likely to be whether or not, A, they worked, B, whether they wrote their own opinions, or at least controlled them, or whether they let law clerks write whatever the hell they wanted to. And Carr wrote his own. That's... And we didn't always agree, of course, but I respected him. I thought he tried to think things through for himself, and I knew that he wrote his own stuff.